and the Holy Spirit.
If you, O Lord, should count our sins,
by nature, and also that we have sinned against you in our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And so we flee to find refuge in your limitless mercy, looking and pleading for your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Most merciful God, who gave your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake, forgive us all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit, increase in us real knowledge of you, and of your will, and real obedience to your word, so that by your grace, we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy on us, and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God, and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized will be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all.
Defend my cause against an ungodly people.
From deceitful and unjust hand, deliver me.
I love the Lord because he has heard
my voice and my pleas for mercy.
Because he inclined his ear to me.
Therefore I will call on him as long as I live.
The snares of death encompassed me, the pangs of Sheol laid hold on me.
I suffer distress and anguish.
Then I called on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul.
For you have delivered my soul from death.
My eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for the fifth Sunday in Lent is from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Not like the covenant I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make for the house of Israel after these days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them. I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
With my whole heart I seek you.
Let me not wander from your hands.
How can a young man keep his way pure?
I pray according to your word.
With my whole heart I seek you.
Let me not wander from your hands.
I have stored up your word in my heart,
that I may not sin against you.
Blessed are you, O Lord. With my lips I declare
all the just decrees of your mouth.
In the way of your testimonies I delight,
as much as in all riches.
I will meditate on your precepts
and fix my eyes on your ways.
I will delight in your statutes.
I will not forget your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever, world without end. Amen. With my whole heart, I seek you.
Let me not wander from your hands.
The reading from the letters is from the letter to the Hebrews, the fifth chapter. Brothers, every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sin. He can deal gently with the ignorant and the wayward, since he himself is beset with weakness. Because of this, he is obliged to offer sacrifices for his own sins, just as he does for those of other people. And no one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also, Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, You are my son, today I have begotten you. As he says also in another place, You are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve.
And to give his life.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. They were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them, and they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. After 3 days, he will rise." James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to him and said, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one on your right hand and one on your left, in your glory." And Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" And they said to him, "We are able." And Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit on my right hand or on my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." And when the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant, James and John. And Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be the slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." This is the gospel of the Lord. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We will be looking today at the Old Testament reading in Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, beginning at the 31st verse. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of Egypt. My covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after these days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them. I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. And I will forgive their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. New and improved. I'm sure we've seen that in big, maybe even huge letters on some products we use. And, well, often it's things we would normally use anyway. But so who cares? Why bother with changing things? Why do we need something new? And to the point, why a new covenant? Before we go any further, we need to understand a little bit more about about covenants. Because this wasn't the first covenant God had made with man. He had made a covenant with Noah that he would not destroy the earth with water again. He had made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that they would be the source of a family, a great nation. But this covenant was with the children of Israel after they had left Egypt. This one was a covenant with the whole people. A covenant is an agreement. It's a promise. A solemn binding promise. You do your part, I'll do mine. Usually with a stipulation attached. The stipulation in that time, in that place, in that tradition was that if one party broke their promise, they had to forfeit their life. Yeah. Do or die. That's why when God said, My covenant that they broke, it must have hit the children of Israel like a ton of bricks. If they were honest with themselves, they already knew that they had betrayed God in so many ways. But that's the kind of thing you want to hide if you can. Except that God knows. You can't keep a secret from Him. And that God had said this out loud. They had disobeyed Him. They had flaunted His mercies. They had done their own thing. They were so much like us. They didn't manage the do part. So what should have followed was the die part. But that's not what God did, not exactly. The die part was still there. It would always be. That's the nature of a covenant. Both sides must keep their side of the bargain, or else. But God is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Our God has done wonderful things to keep us safe, to keep us from what we deserve. About 400 years before God had made a covenant with Abraham. God said to him, "Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon." And he brought these things, cut them in half, and laid them over against each other. This sacrifice, the spilled blood of animals, was to mark the importance of this covenant between God and Abraham. The next step in the tradition was that the two parties were to walk together between the slain carcasses to seal the promise to each other. But Abraham fell into a deep sleep. A dreadful and great darkness fell upon him. Then, when the sun had gone down, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between the pieces. You see, God passed alone between the sacrifice. God alone walked the bloody path while Abraham slept. God took all the risk of that covenant with Abraham. Now, if someone broke their promise, it would be God who would owe his life. The covenant in the text was not the same one made with Abraham. It was a covenant with the house of Israel. God made it with the people he freed from slavery in Egypt after they had crossed the Red Sea on dry ground. It was after they had lived in miracles for a while. It was after they had reason upon reason to trust God. He had sustained them in the wilderness and brought them to Mount Sinai. And there God made a covenant with them. And again, it was sealed with the blood of animals. But that wasn't enough. A covenant that depends on keeping the law simply wasn't going to work with a broken people like them or like us. So our Father, who loves us, declared a new covenant, not like the covenant I made with their fathers. No, that one, the covenant they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. That one was not enough. So God told them, "I will put my law within you. I will write it on your hearts, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people." Sounds beautiful, doesn't it? But how could that even work? We have shown again and again that we are weak and unpredictable. Sins haunt us night and day. We have loved ourselves more than those around us. How often do we need to be reminded to turn back to our Savior? Remember God's covenant with Abraham? How God walked alone down the bloody path to seal the promise? He did it again. He did it finally, completely. He did it again on that day he gave up his life to save yours. The innocent Son of God took the blame for your sins, all of them. Jesus went to the cross, and there, in those few hours, he took the blame for all our sins. We had broken the covenant. We had hated our neighbors. We had wanted the things of this world. We had turned away from God. And Jesus paid for it with his life. Can you take that in? The creator and sustainer of the universe, the little baby, the boy in the temple, the carpenter, the teacher, the healer, the Son of God. He had every right to demand our execution for all the things we've done against him and to hurt the ones he loves. Instead, he calls us his bride. He didn't make us his slaves. He doesn't demand our servitude. No, for even the Son of Man came, not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. He came to take us home, where we belong. He prepared for us our homecoming. He pours out his Spirit on us. He puts his law within us. He writes his law on our hearts. New hearts, hearts of flesh, hearts softened and transformed by the Holy Spirit. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Now, with his Spirit within us, we live as his people with a clear conscience before God. We live as his people, his bride, living and walking in the light of his salvation, turning to him, serving him, imitating him in love, and like him, serving our neighbors. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus into life everlasting. For the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Almighty and most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for all your goodness and tender mercies, especially for the gift of your dear Son, and for the revelation of your will and grace. Implant your word in us, that with good and honest hearts we may keep it and bring it forth the fruits of faith. We humbly implore you to rule and govern your church throughout the world. Bless all those who proclaim your truth, that we may be preserved in the true, pure doctrine of your saving word, and that faith in you may be strengthened, love toward others increased, and your kingdom extended. Send forth laborers into your harvest and sustain those whom you have sent to the word of reconciliation may be proclaimed to all people and the gospel preached in all the world. Grant health and prosperity to all who are in authority, especially to the President and Congress of the United States, the governor and legislature of this Commonwealth, and to all those who make, administer, and judge our laws. Grant them grace to rule according to your good pleasure for the maintenance of righteousness and the hindrance and punishment of wickedness, that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. According to your good pleasure, turn the hearts of our enemies and adversaries, that they may cease their hostilities and walk with us in meekness and peace. We thank you, O God, for the care shown to Gertu Mackie and Luan Trigo. Continue to watch them and comfort them with your Holy Spirit. All who are in trouble, want, sickness, anguish of labor, peril of death, or any other adversity. Especially Karen Hamill and Andrea Whitmore, who are homebound, Gary Kangas, George Kangas, Nancy Kangas, Bud Meyer, Sandra Meyer, Phyllis Moss, Barbara Palomiki, Ed Pinard, Eliza Reinhardt, Ted Roberts, David Salcito, and Greg Sari. Grant courage and steadfastness, especially to those who suffer for your name's sake, that they may receive and accept their affliction in the confidence that you will acknowledge them as your own. Protect all mothers with children, including Nika Sharon, Joelle Brodemarkle, Jessica Prosco, Celeste Brooks, and all unborn children, especially those in danger of abortion. Bless Daniel and Rachel Patterson, their daughter Eliza, and especially their son Jeremiah Davis, that he would always live in the promises and gifts given him in holy baptism. Although we have deserved your righteous wrath and punishment, yet we ask you, O most merciful Father, not to remember the sins of our youth nor our many transgressions. Out of your unspeakable goodness and mercy, defend us from all harm and danger to body and soul. Preserve us from false doctrine, from war and bloodshed, from plague and pestilence, from all calamity by fire and water, from hail and tempest, from failure of harvest and from famine, from anguish of heart and despair of your mercy, and from an evil death. In every time of trouble, show yourself a very present help, the Savior of all, especially to those who believe. Cause all needed fruits of the earth to prosper, that we may enjoy them in due season. Give success to the Christian training of the young, to all lawful occupations on land, sea, and air, and to all pure arts and useful knowledge, crowning them with your blessing. Receive, O God, our bodies and souls and all our talents, together with the offerings we bring you. For by his blood, your Son has purchased us to be your own, that we may live under him in his kingdom. And these and whatever other things you would have us to ask, O God, grant us, for the sake of Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
pray. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.